Can you imagine what it would be like to have dinner with Jesus? It's hard to imagine. And yet that's exactly what Jesus wants to do with you. He wants to sit down and chew things over with you for you to get to know him. It's difficult to imagine, isn't it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today, we're going once more to take a look at what Jesus really wants for you and what he has planned for you, all from a different perspective. Just the other night, my wife Jackie and I were invited over to dinner by some dear friends of ours, James and Shirley. So we headed over, picked up our daughter from work on the way, and along we went, and she came with us. And they'd prepared this lovely meal, a rich stew with lots of vegetables in it, which I really like. In one sense, it wasn't a flashy meal, you know, not upmarket, if you will, but that wasn't the point. It was a weeknight, they'd been at work all day, as had we. It was just the joy of sitting down and sharing a meal together and sharing our lives with one another. It's those simple things in life that I really enjoy, don't you? I mean, every now and then, just to fellowship with friends over a meal is something really, really special. Not a large crowd, just us and some friends. And that's how we get to know one another. That's how we get to know the heart, the life, the joys, the sorrows, the triumphs of someone, by sharing a meal with them. And today, again on the program, we're continuing our theme of intimacy with Jesus in this series that I've called There's a Knock at the Door, because Jesus, as it turns out, wants exactly that same sort of relationship with you and with me. And that, from where I sit, is absolutely awesome. That is something worth wrapping our hearts around, his passion to be close to us. So far this week, we've been spending some time on the program in this passage in the book of Revelation. It starts in chapter 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the origin of God's creation. I know your works, and you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I'm rich, I've prospered, I don't need anything. But you don't realize that you're wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked. Therefore I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white robes to clothe you and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. I reprove and discipline those whom I love. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into you and eat with you, and you with me. To the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on the throne, just as I myself conquered and sat with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So what we've seen is that Jesus is passionate about being close to you and me. And the last thing, the very last thing he wants from us is a lukewarm response. Give him hot, give him cold, give him anything but lukewarm. But more often than not, that's exactly what he gets. Lukewarm. Why? Because we're so caught up in our here and now. We say, I'm rich, I've prospered, I don't need anything. We don't realize that we're wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked. Ain't that just the truth? I spent half my lifetime living like that. In fact, not long after I gave my life to Jesus, the pastor of my church asked me to write down my testimony. So I did. And this is how it started out. I never really needed God. And that's exactly how I'd felt. I was doing pretty well in life. I had a good job. I had good career prospects, all that. And then one day, the hard way, Jesus came along and opened up my eyes to the truth. I thought I was rich, but really, I was wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I had money, but what I was missing out on was the rich, abundant life that Jesus had come to give me. And you know, at the point of realizing that, when I finally woke up like the prodigal son sitting there amongst the pigs when he came to his senses, I felt like such an idiot. I realized how pitiable my pride must have looked to God. And so my natural reaction was to shrink away from him. You know when you know that you know that you know that you know that you're just not worthy? I mean, I'd always had that sneaking suspicion, but when Jesus shines his light in our hearts, we can finally see all the muck in there for all that it really is. Muck. And so what we naturally want to do is we want to pull away from God. had a man contact me not so long ago who'd been a generous supporter of our ministry, but he was into some stuff in his life that he just knew was wrong. And so he was pulling away from Jesus, but he knew that that was the worst thing he could be doing. But still he was doing it because that's what comes naturally. When we rebel against God, what we want to do is we want to pull away because we feel so inadequate. We feel so unworthy to be in the presence of God. Been there? Yeah, me too. And it's into this situation that Jesus is speaking. Remember, he's speaking not to someone who's never met him before. He's speaking here to a church in Laodicea. He's speaking to his own people, to a lukewarm people that's at risk of pulling away from him. And so he comes along with an exact opposite. He's calling them to their senses. Be earnest, therefore. Repent. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you're here, open the door. I'll come into you. I'll eat with you and you with me. If only you'll have a change of mind, what you'll hear is my knock at the door of your heart. That's what Jesus is saying. And what I want to do is to come in and sit down and have a meal with you. No, nothing fancy. Don't have to clean up. Just a good, honest meal so we can sit and eat together and fellowship together and talk together. And you can hear my heart and I can hear your heart. That is what Jesus is saying here. It's an invitation to the sinner, to you and me, to decide to earnestly turn our lives back towards Jesus, to open the doors of our hearts and to let him in so he can fellowship with us, dine with us, draw close to us. And when we're in that place of feeling inadequate and unworthy, that's the very last thing we expect. We don't expect him to invite the sinner to dinner. What we expect is condemnation and punishment. But that's not why Jesus came. He didn't come to condemn us. He didn't come to punish us. He didn't come to berate us. He didn't come so that we would feel bad. He came to save us, to save us from life as a deluded, pitiable, poor, blind, naked wretch. And that's what makes Christianity, which is a belief in this very Jesus, totally different from any other belief system or any so-called religion. The thing that sets the Christian apart is that he or she believes in the grace and the mercy of God. We believe that because Jesus paid for all our sin, we can come to him now and rely on what he did on the cross for us. Rely on the fact that we are totally forgiven, totally set free, to be totally one with him. It's called grace. And just as that picture that I painted for you of the dinner my family and I had with our friends James and Shirley the other night is a beautiful, heartwarming, wonderful picture, as simple as it is, so this picture of Jesus knocking at our door, the door of our hearts, desiring to have dinner with a sinner, desiring to dine with you and me, is totally wondrous and awesome and sublime. Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into you and eat with you and you with me. So, what's your response? We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.